Hey, Dr. Huntington here, and in this video, I'm going to cover one of the most common hormonal imbalances that affect women. But it's not just women, because it can also affect men. That imbalance has to do with the sex hormone called estrogen, and its amount in your body relative to your other sex hormones. For a woman, it's too much estrogen compared to the amount of progesterone, and for men, it's too much estrogen compared to testosterone. This state is known as estrogen dominance. Now, estrogen plays a number of roles in both men and women. It regulates insulin sensitivity. It assists in the processing of cholesterol. It helps reduce inflammation. It helps maintain strong bones. It even promotes the production of serotonin in the brain and thus influences your mood. For women in particular, the low levels of estrogen are thought to contribute to postpartum and menopausal depression. Of course, for women, estrogen is the key hormone in sexual development and pregnancy. So estrogen is a good thing, but it needs to be maintained in the proper ratio. Okay, so is this estrogen dominance thing something you need to worry about? Well, let's look here at the board and find out. Okay, so for women, here are some of the common symptoms that can show up with estrogen dominance. PMS, weight gain, particularly in the hips, midsection, and thighs. Fibrocystic breast, fibroids, endometriosis, abnormal menstruation, fatigue, reduced sex drive, depression, anxiety, bloating, breast tenderness, mood swings, brain fog, and insomnia. Yikes, right? That is a list of symptoms. And for men, enlarged breasts, that's called gynecomastia, or as some of the ladies I know in my life like to call them, man boobs, sexual dysfunction, and infertility. Double yikes, right? So we have a very large list here for women, and we have a list here for men that no man wants to confront. All right, so now that you know that some of this stuff can be pretty serious, let's take a look at some of the causes of estrogen dominance. In women, one of the main causes is long-term use of hormonal birth control pills. Over long periods of time, this type of birth control can throw off the delicate balance between estrogen and progesterone. There are also thousands of products that contain chemicals called xenoestrogens. These xenoestrogens mimic estrogen and throw off your hormonal balance. Up here on the board, I've listed some common xenoestrogens. You've got parabens, you've got phthalates, xenophenones, and anything basically with a strong chemical or perfume smell may very well contain these guys, okay? Now, unfortunately, obesity is another factor because fatty tissue stores estrogen, and enzymes in fat cells convert other hormones into estrogen. And so you get into this vicious cycle where the more fat you have, the more estrogen you'll make. And the more estrogen you make, the more fat you're gonna store. Now, poor dietary choices also play a role in creating estrogen dominance. Today's abundance of processed foods are saturated with chemicals. And combine that fact with conventional farming methods, and you have the perfect storm of causative factors in creating estrogen dominance. Much of the meat and produce that people eat are laden with chemicals and pesticides that disrupt your endocrine system. And many of these disruptors are in this category here that we discussed before. Now, they alter how hormones should work, especially estrogen. And this throws off your entire body because hormones are so key, you know, to how your body functions. In fact, xenoestrogens actually build up in your fat cells and are linked to serious problems in the reproductive system like infertility and cancer and painful disorders like endometriosis. Non-organic food, plastic containers, and cosmetics can contain these endocrine disruptors. Another thing that can lead to estrogen dominance is out of control blood sugar. You see, progesterone helps to stabilize blood sugar. But if there's not enough progesterone in relation to estrogen, it opens the door to insulin resistance and diabetes. Exposure to heavy metals such as cadmium and aluminum, lead and mercury, these things can actually store in your fat tissue. And when they're stored there, they can actually act sort of like estrogen. A Another thing that can contribute to estrogen dominance is inadequate nutrition, specifically a lack of magnesium, vitamin B6, and vitamin C. Magnesium helps your pituitary gland release other hormones that regulate estrogen and progesterone. So if you don't have that, of course, that regulation is going to be thrown off. And vitamin B6 and vitamin C effectively raise progesterone levels, which reduces estrogen dominance. So make sure that you can identify the symptoms of estrogen dominance, and maybe more importantly, make sure to eat organic food and consume the key nutrients that can help you avoid developing estrogen dominance. And make sure that you are not being exposed to xenoestrogens that can disrupt your endocrine system. If you handle even just a few of these things over the next few days, you'll be on your way. All right, if this video was helpful to you, please like it and share it with others. I'll see you in the next one.